Over the weekend, business owners, their employees, and patrons began adapting to the district's vaccine mandate that took effect on Saturday. WAMU's Dominique Maria Vanessi spoke with some of them to see how they were faring with this new policy, and she's with us now for more. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, Rachel.
So let's begin at the beginning here. Can you remind us, what is this mandate?
As of Saturday morning, anyone 12 years and older entering certain establishments like restaurants, fitness centers, nightclubs, bars, and movie theaters have to show proof of one dose of a vaccine, and people 18 and over have to show ID as well.
So how can people show their proof of vaccination?
So you can either show your CDC vaccine card, a paper copy of it, or a cell phone image of it. You can also show proof on a COVID verification app like MyIR, VaxYes, Clear, or Excelsior, or a medical record from, you know, from a healthcare provider or the health department. If you do have a medical or religious exemption, you will need to show proof of that.
This policy rolled out on Saturday. How did businesses and patrons fare on the first day of this mandate?
Well, I started out at a matinee at the E Street Cinema in downtown, then went to Kitchen Cray on H Street Northeast, and over to Chipotle near Howard University.
Hi. Can you see a film?
Drive my car.
Excellent. Can I see your vaccination and ID, please?
Yes.
Awesome. Give me one second. I'm going to grab a, I've got a wristband for you. This way, if nobody sneaks past us on the elevators.
My name is Christelle Kane.
Francesca Basso.
We have not seen each other for a long time. She hasn't been in the movie for about 2 years.
Since 2019.
But yeah, I heard about the mandate vaccine, and I think it's great. I think, you know, people can be reassured that others are protected and that, you know, we're just trying to help each other here and still enjoy the everyday things we want to do.
My name is Warren Green. I'm the general manager for Kitchen Cray. Oh, I think all of restaurants right now need assistance, and with Omicron, with this uptick and the decline in business, it is, you know, of course, last year's money was last year. This year, it's a whole new year, and we still have the same bills. We still have the same responsibilities as far as, you know, our overhead and things of that nature. It's been very difficult, to be honest with you.
Haley McMannon.
Okay. Gianna Turner Sanchez.
We go to Howard University. I thought it was kind of cool. Like, that was the first time, because I'm from the South, so they don't really enforce it the same way that they do here. So, and he was like, you have to show your card. I was like, oh, that's a good way to be safe.
I was just like, okay, I feel like it's easier to, like, show your vaccine card, especially if you have a picture of it, so you can just sit down and eat, because it's cold outside and walking all the way back to the dorm with cold food is crazy, so.
So, Dominique, it sounds like patrons didn't seem to mind the new policy, but businesses do seem to be having a harder time with it. Are businesses having to hire more people to verify these vaccination cards?
So at some places like Kitchen Cray on A Street, where we just heard from General Manager Warren Green, they've had to hire additional security staff and additional wait staff to verify people's vaccination cards. I also spoke with General Manager at Union Stage, a concert venue in the district, and they also had to hire additional staff to deal with non-compliant patrons.
Is the district providing any financial assistance for businesses to do this?
No. When this legislation was created, there weren't any grants or relief for businesses. You know, last year, businesses received federal stimulus money, and local and state governments were offering rental relief grants and loans to businesses. But many say they're in the hardest time of the pandemic now and could really use some assistance from local governments.
Several Republican members of Congress have been pushing legislation to end this mandate and others imposed by district officials. There's also a protest scheduled on the National Mall to demand an end to vaccine mandates. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, protesters are planning to gather on January 23rd. According to the protest website, those attending the demonstration are asked to remain peaceful and nonviolent at all times. An event spokesperson spoke with WAMU and says anyone attending the anti-mandate protests should not disrupt local businesses. And there's more information about the protest and also which establishments are requiring proof of vaccine on dcs.com.
Dominique, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.